everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and today is Friday, and it's March 9th, 2012. So we'll do a emotional clearing for people if you happen to have a situation that isn't too much for you. So we'll just see how this works out here. There's something going on. I don't know what it is, but the energy when I mentioned that kind of like is pretty strong for somebody out there. So here we go. So emotional clearing, here we go. One, just think of a situation that you had to deal with that you didn't like or that you got involved with. You probably wouldn't want to get involved with it if you didn't have to, but you got roped into it, we'll say. So here we go. One, releasing it from you. Two, three, four, and five. And do it again. One, two, three, four, and five. And again. One, two, three, four, and five. Wow, heavy. One, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Let's do one for anxiety, extreme anxiety. That might help you out here. So extreme anxiety. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, and this must be the one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, let's do another one for, I don't know, maybe sadness possibly. Here we go, everybody. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do one more clearing here for people. Let's see here. Let's work with, we did anxiety, trauma. Here we go. So think of your trauma. One, two, three, four, and five. Releasing it. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we'll do one more here for how stuff happens, you know, beyond your control. So here we go. And it could be worse than stuff. So here we go. One, two, three. This feels like the right one. Four, and five. And one, two, three, 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 four, and five. One, yeah, this is heavy. Two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So we can have callers tonight, and we'll see if Carrie's out there. Wow. Are you out there, Carrie?
I am out here. Yeah, that was a lot of stuff you just cleared. Somebody somebody or several somethings must be having a rough day. So thanks for doing that, and welcome, everybody. Friday night, we're on Station 2, of course, tonight. And if you would like to call in, the numbers are 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471, or area code 530-513-6472. And we will be having the Q&A tonight. So, Cindy, thanks for typing in that email. So send your questions over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And the phone number for that call, which will be at about 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 Eastern, is 559-546-1301. And we'll give it out at the end of the show, too, 559-546-1301. And the PIN is 50-63-99 and the pound sign, 506399 pound. And I see Alan is mentioning that it was an amazing entity release call today, Ron, that you did this afternoon, well, evening for the East Coast people, and that 28,000 entities were released. So Alan is saying, very empowering call. Thank you so much, Ron. So that was
welcome.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, we did, in case somebody's interested, we did the nervous system. Let me see what I have here. We got neck, face, ankles, hips, eyes, let's see here. And may have been other ones. I don't know where my other paper went, so I normally do a couple papers. Anyway, it was all pretty good. So, yeah, the call was over an hour in length at the time. I try to get them longer if I can, but, for tonight's call, it was kind of rough because of, having BBS afterwards. But sometimes I go over 2 hours even on the calls. So, I guess I'll bring it back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Ellen is saying that she found more of herself behind all those entities. So... That's great. And Liz is saying that she feels like she's got something on her sucking energy out, and she's wondering if you have any ideas what that might be.
Oh, boy. If I look at alien stuff, it feels like a crab energy. Could be something else, but we'll just look at that. That's what I picked up first. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you, so, and everybody else, getting rid of the crabs. That may sound kind of funny. Here we go. So, stronger, and stronger. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Luca is asking about a question about being enlisted. When we are enlisted, will the Chrononaut soldiers appear to us in our home if we ask them to?
They probably won't physically appear, no. But you may actually see them, maybe the hologram of them. So I could say that would probably be a yes. But as far as seeing them physically, I don't think they're going to show up that way.
Okay. And John is saying, thank you, Ron, I guess, for all those different clearings you did at the beginning of the show. Felt my week from hell evaporated.
Okay. He was the one, huh?
Aha.
See? Now we know.
Kathy is saying, thank you, Ron, for the emotional clearing. And Joel's commenting that it's very important to clear all the ascension barcodes going off this year. So that, just a reminder, the price on that clearing has been dropped to $50. I actually haven't looked in the last few days to see if the drop-down box is, but is up there yet. Do you know if it is, Ron? I haven't looked.
I haven't checked, no.
So if you haven't been listening for the last week or two, it looks like there are a lot more barcodes on us this year than just the Mayan 2012 abduction barcode. So there are Egyptian ones, or an Egyptian one, an Atlantean one, possibly a Lemurian one, and then all the different alien races that are on the alien attack page. Those are going to be put over onto the barcode page in a drop-down box so we can work through those, because Ron is feeling that, well, maybe I'll let you explain it, Ron, what you think is going on with these new barcodes or newly discovered.
Yeah, somehow, it just feels like all the races are kind of wanting to connect with people because, everybody's tuning into the Mayan calendar, coming to a close, hypothetically, we'll say, and so people are kind of drawn into that. And by doing so, all the races would like to get on board. And that's kind of what I'm picking up here, is that this is the reason why they're doing that, because they are interested in abducting people, so they don't want to lose out. So that's probably what I would kind of say on that. So you may be finding more energies happening, to us, to you, in the process here. So you definitely want to take note of what's happening, or really what isn't happening, probably, because you're going to want to figure out, what is happening in your life with these people and with these energies. So that's kind of what I would say. So back to you, Carrie.
All right, and Jeremiah has a tricep that's twitching, and he's wondering if you know what making that happen.
I don't know. I can't really tune into that one here, but don't know.
Okay, all right. Could be a multitude of things, of course. So Liz is mentioning that she had a bad day today, too. Can't put her finger on it. So I'm wondering, maybe people that have had a particularly bad day or week, the Be Here Now clearing would probably be a good one to do, which is on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Over on the left there, down under the free clearings. Maybe everybody, we can do the finger exercise right now to get us all here and now. Do you want to run through that one, Ron?
Yeah, so what you want to just put your finger out, one of your index fingers, either to the, either your left or your right, and put it in front of you. Just zap it out there. And then you got to have to see if your finger is to the left of being on center or to the right. And if you're to the left, you're in the past. Because to the right, you're in the future. You want to be straight ahead of you. And if you're not ahead of you, then that means that you're not here. So you want to be on this timeline. That's the whole process here. So definitely just see where you are and bring yourself back to this reality here. So back to you.
Okay, just reading everybody's comments here, rooting through for a question. Martha is saying, I'm really taking clearing seriously this year. That's good. Neat had a bad week, too. I don't think I had a particularly bad week this week. It just whizzed by the way they're all flying by now. I can't believe we're comfortably into March already. Janice is mentioning that there was that full moon, I think, yesterday. I'm not sure which day it was. The moon was huge yesterday. Maybe that's messing with people, Ron.
Yeah, very possibly. We can clear the moon energy here. So, here we go. So, clearing the moon. Here we go, everybody. So, 1, 2, 3... 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, see how that feels for you here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Cindy's just asking for clarification when we do the finger exercise where your fingers should be.
It should be straight ahead.
Yeah, so...
Straight ahead of you.
And sometimes what I find help for me is I put my arms out to each side of me, and then I bring both index fingers in, move them around and in to the front of me. And if my finger went, when I did one, if it went slightly to the left or slightly to the right, that seems to be what helps me come back, feel like I've come back more fully into the present. I know, Ron, you don't usually mention doing that, but I've always found that if I don't quite feel here, pulling both of them together a few times and ending directly in front of me with both fingers, that seems to pull me back. So just thought I'd mention that for Cindy, if you want to try that. Also for all of you not having a great week and stuff, that just kind of, you know, and there were several comments on here that the clearings felt good or that they were heavy and so forth were on the ones you did at the beginning for people, for us all. If you have done your whole life on these invisible bodies, this is, you know, this is an illustration of why we need to get the unlimited on these clearings so that when we're having a bad week, we can run them each day and get rid of that energy, you know, ongoingly. So, let's see. Jeff says, I'm way off with my fingers tonight. Yeah. And you can put the be here now at clearing up, too, if you're having that experience. All right. I'm just refreshing my fast chat here. So I guess it's Paranormal Fridays. Not that any of these shows aren't paranormal, Ron. But if any of you have had any experiences this week that you want to ask Ron about, do give us a call. 888-429-5471 or line 3 there, 530-513-6472. And Ren is wondering if maybe these solar flares that have been hitting us this week are making people feel a bit funny too.
No, well, I could do a clearing for that here.
Okay, great.
We'll just see if that is what's doing it. So here we go, solar flare energies. Getting them released from us. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. So just see if you feel any differences there. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and before I forget it, Ron, we can also out loud command our spirit and our body to come back here, can we not?
Yes, we can. Uh-huh.
So how would you just say how we word that? If we
yeah, all
to
you
do,
do
that
is
rather
just
than fingers.
Hand your body back, you know, your spirit back to you. That's all you need to do. And,
okay, so just say body,
so,
I command you.
Yeah. That's good. You just command your spirit to come back into your body in case you're not there, you know?
Okay. All right. So Luca is asking, what is the percentage of the earth that the earth spirit has been brought back into wholeness?
Your spirit left.
Right.
So it's not here. And what's here is placeholders from the light ship. So it is doing its ascension process, you know, looking for its particular parts of itself that got stolen by the darkness. So it's doing its pre-ascension right now. So that's the good news for it, because it's not dealing with the earth environment anymore. It's gone. Will it come back anymore? I don't know. But it's no longer here.
Yeah. So I am going to the... Oh, no, this is not working. Okay. sorry. So where... Somebody... Oh, Jeff was asking, where is the Be Here Now clearing? So that's on the homepage at creationlightship.com. If you go over to the left and then go down the navigation bar, you'll come to the little drop-down box that says free clearings or free healings or something. I can't remember how it's worded. And it's right there on the home page. You just open the drop-down box, click on Be Here Now, hit Go, and you can run through that that clearing. So let's see. Jeff is saying, alien tracking barcode gave me a lot of relief. That's good. I'm just refreshing here. Okay. Martha is just reiterating that the whole life clearings are critical. Janice had a big, huge lawn when you did the solar flare clearing, Ron.
Yeah. That's good. That must mean that something is happening, you know, with that energy then.
Yeah. So I guess the sun, our sun, like our earth, is infiltrated by dark energies too. Do you think, Ron?
Possible.
Do you know?
Yeah, I don't know, but it is possible that could be a problem.
Okay, I'm
looking. Hate to think that way, but...
Yeah. I'm not seeing any more questions right now. So, where are we? Oh, it's 7:24 already. You know what? You know, we were talking about the funny clock stuff that was going on, and I wasn't really noticing that, but the clock on my computer, which is always correct, is off. I noticed. I can't remember if it's about 2 minutes fast or 2 minutes slow, but it's not functioning correctly.
Mm.
So I don't know what that's about. So, okay, I'm refreshing the fast chat. Let's see. Are you getting ready to come to New York, says Max.
Yep, getting ready. Getting ready.
So Ron will be there. The expo that he'll be at is on March 23rd, 24th, and 25th. So I'm going to assume that we have a few new listeners, Ron, so maybe you can describe the light infusion chamber, because that's about the only time we can experience that is when we see you at the expos.
Yeah, so what it is, the light infusion chamber is a chamber that you go into, and it's very nice. There's a lot of healings on you. You can it takes away your crud instantly around you, your field densities, and then it does physical healing after that. It depends how dense you are according to how many times you need to go in. Most people go in more than once. So the more you go in, the better you feel. And almost everybody comes out smiling, so that's the nice thing about it. Some people are very curious, so they wait to see somebody coming out, and they watch him, and they wonder why they're smiling so much. So, because they got all their stuff taken away, their densities, you know. So that's the reason why it's good to going to the chamber. Plus, it puts in light codes into you that was never put into your body before by, you know, the darkness. And that's the problem, that the darkness did not give you through your reincarnation process everything that you needed here. And unfortunately, that's that the problem is that you don't have all of your spirit energy. You can also get it online, too. But the main thing is to, you know, if you're around to go in that, it's so wonderful to go into it. I think the last event only went at maybe a few minutes, I think. Normally I try to get in there, but, you know, just the way it is, I get too busy. Mm-hmm. But for myself, the most I normally go in is, I don't know, 5 minutes would be enough for me. And it's very nice. Sometimes if I'm really dragging, I'll go in more. But that's the nice thing about the chamber is that it works instantly. So you can be completely fatigued and go in there and feel great afterwards. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and you can go in just once for $20 or five times for $40 or as many times as you want over the whole expo weekend for $100. And you can also, if you're interested, send Ron a photo and pay to have the photo go in of another person or perhaps your pet or what. Maybe you want to just describe that real quick, Ron.
Yeah, if you do want to do that, it's $100. And send me a photo fairly quick here, you know, before probably this Tuesday or you know, before Wednesday for sure. And we'll print it out. And we'll just put it in an envelope, and it will be in the light chamber whenever anybody goes in there. Then it will be in there with them, and you'll have a wonderful continuous clearing almost. So you have many, many opportunities to experience that, even if you're far away. So the picture will resonate with you, and that's the way it works. It'll continually work with you once you're in there, and you're going to actually feel probably the changes externally someplace. So back to you, Carrie. You know,
okay,
a lot of people
so,
will say, gee, wonder what, you know, if I do a clearing, sometimes the pictures actually physically change too. So you might actually feel that going on with you as these clearings take place. Back to
so
you.
So Ron, people can email you a picture? Is that what you're saying? And you'll print
yes,
it from
yeah,
an email?
Yes, yeah,
okay.
Send me an email picture of you. You know, or if you have an animal you like to bring in, too, you can do that, too. And that works, you know, very, very nicely.
Okay, great. All right, so Marcy was asking about the new Earth transport clearing and how to find that. So, Marcy, if you go onto the homepage, creationlightship.com, and just in that top search bar, just write in New Earth and hit go, you'll get to that page. Now, it's basically a free clearing, but the way it's structured on the website right now, you have to buy it for a penny. So just get it for a penny and then just keep using it. You only have to buy it the one time. So all your past clearings, you need to pop into that. I think it's about a minute. It's a really short clearing. You just put the name of the clearing in with your name and set the timer, and boom, you're over there. So every time you do a clearing on the website, you need to transfer that over. And Ron, I think you've mentioned the conference calls and the 8-hour intensives. Those parts of everybody that are found during those are automatically going over there. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So just stuff you've done in the past, and then any of the online ones that don't involve being on the phone with Ron need to be transferred over. Okay, so next question is from Cami. What is the best way to help our bodies be in sync with spirit?
Well, you have to get the densities, release the judgments out of your cells in order to have your spirit, you know, come back to you. And also the clone calls are very nice, you know, if you can get on the clone calls or the calls that we have, the three calls, which is basically Tuesday, which is the cording call, getting rid of the cords off of you. And then the other one is on Thursday, which is the the cloning call. And then from there, tonight was like the entities. So all these, probably with our mind looking at them and also the way our body feels, it would probably all feel like the same things happening on the calls, but it is different energies being released from you. So that's kind of what it is. When I do them, I can feel a slight change in the different energies, like cordings and stuff. But if you didn't know what call it was, you wouldn't. You would think that it was the same calls each week or each night of the week, but it is different. So, and they're just wonderful. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Janice is wondering, Ron, if you're going to be doing the expo you did last year in Omaha, if you're doing that again this year, if you plan to do that.
I'm not planning to do that one.
Okay. All right. And then Larry's mentioning that solar flares may be throwing clocks off. Yeah, it could do that. My computer, I think, has been off for a week or two. I did notice it and then forgot, and so I don't think that's causing mine, but definitely it could cause some problems. Maria is saying her atomic clock went back 2 hours today, and 9 days ago it had been on time. So your clock is really an interesting clock, Maria. I don't know what's going on with that. I guess it's hopping onto different timelines. I don't know. What do you think, Ron? Maybe can a clock have a lot of timelines attached just to it?
Boy, it looks like it could be. You know, that's...
jumping all over.
That's a good one, you know. It's just doesn't know what day it is or time, huh?
Yeah. And those are supposed to be the most accurate of clocks, right?
Yes.
So it's reading something, but not one timeline, it seems. Interesting. So Luca's saying, too bad we in Europe can't experience the light infusion chamber and the expos. That is too bad, Luca. Save your pennies and come visit us in America. But on Ron's website, there is the light infusion clearing where you can kind of get a taste of the energy. Right, Ron?
Yep, that's correct. Uh-huh.
No, it's definitely, you know, light infusion chamber on steroids when you are in the actual one, but the online clearing is very nice, too. Okay, so T said that they're unable to call in, but had an awful dream the other night, like a horror movie, watching people with body parts missing.
And I think
T is wondering what timeline that was. So, timeline crashing, definitely needed on a dream like that. What would you like to add to that, Ron?
Yeah, we could release that here, I guess, see what can happen.
Okay.
So let's do a timeline crash. So 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Terry is saying, I want to put my picture in the life infusion chamber. Can I do this if I'm unable to be present in person? Have you used my picture? So the answer to that is yes. So just brush your hair, brush your teeth, put on a clean shirt, take a lovely picture, I'm kidding, and send it to Ron, and he'll print it, and he'll take it and put it in the light infusion chamber. So what email address, Ron, would you like people to send their pictures to if they'd like to do this?
Yeah, sure. Could be the healing one. That'd be fine.
Healing at
creationlightship.com.
Okay. All right. So let's have a look. Marcy's wondering, yes, so when you buy the Earth Transfer Clearing for one penny, yes, you'll get a code to get in there, right, Ron? That's how that one works.
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Marcy, it's not a one-time clearing for only 1 month. You get the codes and you just use them forever, so just buy it the one time for one penny and get busy. You don't need to worry about it running out or anything. Okay. All right. Mark in New York. Yes, the expo is in New York. It's at the New York Hotel still, Ron? Is that where the expo is?
Yes, it is, just down from Penn Station.
Okay. All right. Ren is asking, how should we timeline crash the Akashic records?
I don't know. I would just put in there, what you want to crash on that. There's so much in the Akashic records that it would be hard to tell you what to do, you know?
Yeah, a lot of people have been doing this, or several people have been doing this, and I think they just put their name, so Ren, and your last name, and then just put my Akashic records, just write it in there.
Yep.
Where you would put an emotion normally, just put my Akashic records. And I know there are people who've done hundreds of those, and I don't remember who, but somebody has done hundreds and hundreds of them and was saying a while back that they were getting some relief from that. Janice, Ron said no, he won't be coming to the Omaha Expo this year. Marcy's wondering how the time change, the spring forward 1 hour that we've got coming this weekend, tomorrow night, I guess, how does that affect us when they change the clocks?
I don't know. You know, we'll see. It'll change the timeline, naturally, because they're going to be in a different timeline. So I don't know what's going to happen until we check it out here.
Okay. Refreshing the page here. interesting question for Nikki. Can I crash my subconscious mind?
Hmm.
I don't think we've ever had that question before. That's an interesting
thought. Yeah, it might be interesting to do, huh?
Yeah, let's do a sample, Ron, and see what everybody feels.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, we'll see what that does.
I saw that. I guess that is probably a lot of mind control programs, and probably a lot of thought from ancestors, I'm thinking, too, is probably in our subconscious.
Yep, I would assume so, yeah.
Yeah. I could keep yawning. I was trying to be quiet on that one, but that didn't work, did it? Okay. Okay, next question from T. Can we invite shapeshifters to go to the light?
I would say probably not. I wouldn't want to get involved with that. I assume if you can get some to come into the light, because they may just jump into you to do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you say, oh, I think I have one in me, I'll do that, you might get a couple hundred of them in you. So I definitely would not, recommend doing that. Remember, curiosity killed the cat, and that might be your last straw. So I would not even get close to that.
All right, so let's see. Marcy's saying, I'm talking about clearings that are not paid for unlimited. Do we still list them? Well, if you're not doing the unlimited, you don't list the unlimited. If you've done a whole life clearing, but you don't have the unlimited, you just transfer over the whole life clearing, but not the unlimited. I'm not sure what else that could mean, Marcy, but you just transfer over what you've done. You don't transfer over what you haven't done, if that makes sense. But if you have the unlimited, if you've paid for and you're doing the unlimited, then every time you do it, you transfer that little piece over. So let's say today you did your, you went on and did this week on your unlimited emotional clearing, then you go over to the New Earth and you just type in, you know, this week emotional body. So hopefully that makes sense. So let's have a look. On the previous timeline crash, Bonnie said she was yawning and releasing on that timeline. That was, I can't even remember what that one was. Cheryl says, I saw something quickly come out of me. What was it? So I don't know. What do you think, Ron?
I don't know. That's too far in the past for me.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so, Jo Lynn is saying that Randy did over 1,000 Akashic record crashes. That's right, it was Randy. I'm hearing a lot of clicks on the line. Are you hearing that, Ron? I don't know.
I don't hear any here. Maybe we can see if anybody's on the line, though, maybe.
Okay. Sounds like my line's about to cut out. I didn't hear any beeps. It's just that. Anyway, okay. So it looks like a cup just fell inside one of Cindy's cupboards. Maybe that was that during the timeline crash? Oh, tonight, before the entity call. Before the entity call, she's wondering what that was.
Don't know.
And George is wondering, can we timeline crash the time change? Is that something we could do?
Might be interesting.
Maybe we'll do that tomorrow night on the show, because we'll be just hours away from the change.
Yeah, you might try that, see what happens.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
So whatever we just did, what was it again? Oh, the subconscious mind. I think that's what these next comments are about. That feels unnerving, says Mike P. Corey says, wavy energy coming off me. Nikki says, I feel dizzy and tingling. Bonnie's having lungs feeling released. Bet, what is the name of the transfer clearing? Just type in New Earth into the search bar. It's called the New Earth Transfer Clearing. Craig, I was numbed up also. Janice felt waves of energy in my head. Spirit, the subconscious mind crash, kind of weird feeling, and Mike P. is having delayed yawning. I think that's all the comments. Yeah, so I think that was a good idea, Nikki, of trying a timeline crash on the subconscious mind. That's such a broad thing, but obviously a lot of us felt it. So whatever is going on, good one to do. So T is just qualifying that question about bringing shapeshifters into light, and he's just saying, can you do that? Is that something that you can do? Is what he meant. I mean, I don't know that he's asking you to do
maybe
it.
Maybe not tonight. Some other call I may do now, but I don't want to do anything like that tonight. It's just too a little too complicated right now. I got so many things in the fire.
I think he's just wondering if it's even possible.
It is possible, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right. Luca has a question. Does the whole life mental body clearing eliminate our lifetime thoughts?
Does the whole lifetime emotional clearing, it takes away a lot of your past emotions? Is that what he wants to know, Carrie?
He just wants to know, I guess, what the whole life mental body clearing gets rid of.
Okay, the mental. Okay, the mental one can help to get you out of the mind chatter. I can do a sample of that here. This is just a demonstration here. So, everybody, here we go. And I'll count to five to see if that will get rid of some of your mind chatter. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, now think a thought and just see how that's working for you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, T is asking, is the body in abundance jumpstart posted? So the body jumpstart is up. That's been up for a couple of months and has almost a month left through to the end of this month. That's up, so you just put body jump in the search bar, and that'll come up. And then the prosperity one is not up yet. So yes and no on that. And then Marcy's asking about when she purchases the alien attack page again, does she send that over to the new Earth? So you have to do the clearing, Marcy, not just purchase it to put it over onto the new Earth. So whenever you do a new kit clearing or redo one on the unlimited version, or, you know, do the new part on the unlimited version, then you have cleared something out and retrieved more of yourself, so that new piece needs to get sent over. So that's when you do it. Anytime you do a clearing, you don't do it, if I'm understanding correctly, because you've bought the clearing. You have to run the clearing, do the clearing, get your parts back, and then you put that clearing's name into the new Earth transfer clearing. So hopefully that makes sense. Oh, my goodness, it's 7:50. Okay, on my clock anyway.
So we got
the Q&A. Yep, Q&A. So if somebody could type that in, Cindy, maybe you could type that email in again for me at clsquestions@yahoo.com for your questions on the Q&A. And the phone number again is 559-546-1301, 559-546-1301, and the PIN is 5063-99, and the pound sign, 506-399-pound. All right. Something's happened to Okay. All right. So, let's have a look. Scanning down for questions here. Oh, somebody already put those on. Thank you. Those numbers. Not sure what your question means, Ron. Nikki typed in, can I send to, oh, it's probably the New Earth timelines times 10. Okay, I see what you mean. All right, so Ron, if somebody's done 100 timeline crashes on fear,
okay,
do you, can you write that in as one entry?
Oh, yes, yeah, that's fine, yeah. 100, just so that you did a fear clearing, no problem.
Okay. Okay. All right. Marcy's saying you're not understanding me. No, I'm not, I guess. Marcy, okay. If you do a clearing more than once, then you send it again. Correct. Yes. Every time you do a clearing that you have not done and sent over, you send it, whatever it is, unless it's with Ron on the phone, in which case we're being sent over automatically. All right. Let's have a look. I'm just refreshing, Ron. I'm not seeing. Do we have to call Ron with the jump start? I'm not sure what that means, but no, that's one that's on online. You just go online and get that. I'm not seeing any other questions right now. Maybe we can do a timeline crash for confusion.
Okay, we'll do that, and then we'll have to probably end the call here. So let's... confusion, timeline crash. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. Jiminy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So, it's like our program is about over here. So, check on the fast chat if you would, if you can get it, to get the phone number and the PIN number. You want to just repeat it one more time, Carrie, before we sign off here?
Sure. It's 559-546-1301, and the PIN is 5063-99#. And the email is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And just write in the little subject bar that it's for Friday's Q&A. And nice short questions are great. Okay, so we'll see you there in a few minutes. I'm just going to grab a little bit of food and come running back to the desk.
Okay, so... we'll see you on in a few minutes, everybody. And we answer the questions that get sent to the clsquestions@yahoo.com. So, catch you later. See you on the call coming up.
Night-night.